From the Heart, December 7, Noah's Unwavering Obedience. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. How simple and childlike amid the unbelief of the world was the faith of Noah. His faith was perfected by his works. He gave to the world an example in believing just what God had said. He commenced, under the directions of God, to construct the ark, an immense boat, on dry ground. Multitudes came from every direction to see this strange sight, and to hear the earnest, fervent words of this singular man, who seemed to believe every word he uttered. A power attended the words of Noah, for it was the voice of God to the people through his servant. Some were deeply convicted and would have heeded the words of warning, but there were so many to jest and ridicule the message of entreaty and warning to repentance that they partook of the same spirit, resisted the invitations of mercy, and were soon among the boldest and most defiant scoffers. For none are as reckless and will go to such lengths in sin as those who have once had light, who have been convicted and resisted the Spirit of God. Amid popular contempt and ridicule, amid universal wickedness and disobedience, Noah distinguished himself by his holy integrity and unwavering obedience. He was one in the world, but not one of the world. Noah made himself the object of contempt and ridicule by his steadfast adherence to the words of God. While the voice of God, through Noah, was making itself heard in entreaties and warnings in condemnation of sin and iniquity, Satan was not asleep. He was mustering his forces. Noah was tested and proved. Opposition met him from the great men of the world, from philosophers and men of science, so-called, who tried to show him that his message could not be true, but his voice was not silenced. 120 years, the words of warning continued to be heard in earnest tones and were sustained by his energetic work upon the ark. God's Spirit was striving with the people to lead them to accept and believe the truth. But Satan's suggestions were also heeded. Their own wicked hearts were more inclined to harmonize with the sophistry of the Father of Lies than with the pleadings of infinite love. They manifested their indifference and contempt of the solemn warnings of God in doing the same as they had done before the warning had been given. The days of Noah, Christ tells us, were as the days prior to his appearing in the clouds of heaven.